When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so this is the moment where we start the morning show. Hold on, let me get our little, I like to play the Superman theme. Yeah. It just makes everything a little more dramatic. Yeah. And this weekend, there'll be a lot of us that will be grilling, will be enjoying some time off, for those of you who have Monday off, but it's all about something really important.
This weekend is Memorial Day, and so the national anthem today to all of our brave men and women that have lost their lives and their families who every single day wake up just, I can't even imagine. I cannot even fathom.
Well, and there'll be all sorts of events taking place this weekend. Mm-hmm. So to all who put on those events, because,
absolutely.
I mean, every event that you're going to go to, there was somebody who had to go get the hot dogs, somebody who had to go fill up the coolers, somebody who had to put tape on all the decorations that are up on the walls.
Every single year I go to Dollar Tree with my daughter the last 5 years running, and I just get one of the little American flags that they usually have there, and we find a parade. We just wave it, and everybody goes by, and they appreciate how this country is so great because people had to fight for what we have today. It's been a while since you actually think the stuff on our soil, but thank you so much for everything.
Well, with that, Star Spangled Banner.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
The weekend is here. Summer is here. Oh my gosh, there's just so many happy things going on.
Summer.
But we love this time every morning, highlighting all the good stuff.
And hey, it might be an impromptu Chloe Oki. I'm warning you, Chloe, okay?
Okay.
So let me bring this to you. We can't think of anything more appropriate of a song to play while somebody's life is needing to be saved than the Bee Gees Staying Alive. You might not know this. It was actually a group of Good Samaritans that learned this week and had to put this to the test. The Bee Gees song, Staying Alive, Staying Alive.
Yeah.
That is exactly how you can save a life. The beating and doing the CPR if you're certified. Don't just go trying it with somebody. That actually had to be put to the test, doing chest compressions to a cyclist who collapsed from the Arizona heat out on the West Coast. Mm. Aside from being the perfect title, it's also a great beat to follow while giving CPR. That's exactly what nurse Desiree Lee Lewis told so many of the people that were around going, hey, what are you doing right now? And here she is talking about it, having to save a cyclist.
That was something I had come up with that I learned in my certification class. That kind of is a reminder for us when we're doing CPR to get the rhythm and the motion correctly.
Come on, Mark. You hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, and you know what? If you really think about it, like think about doing chest compressions right now. I'm sitting here at a desk, and if I were to do them, they wouldn't be fast. They wouldn't be like, staying alive, staying alive. It would literally have to be, staying alive. Come on. Staying alive. Come on.
That's a great way to remember the chest compressions.
Wow.
Like we know that song. If you just repetitively put it in your head, it's a fight or flight, right? When you're in that instance, it's like, if I'm going to be the person that jumps into action, I need to be quick on my feet. Think, what do I need to do?
Well, and keep this in mind. If you're the type of individual that you're saying, you know what? Someone else is going to jump into action. I know it. Someone else is going to jump in. Maybe that someone else is you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so good for all of us to know.
And another thing to look at, that song's 50 years old. No one else has come up with a song with the exact same beat the last 50 years. If you're a songwriter, you could have a song that people sing more than Happy Birthday.
Baby, 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 oh. No, it doesn't have the same.
No, that person's dead. That's what just happened.
Baby, baby, one
all
more
right.
time.
Oh my gosh. I can guarantee
dead.
You, though, you won't forget Staying
when
Alive.
When it rains, it pours.
Okay, that one doesn't, that's not going to work.
They're not going to work, okay?
No.
So thank goodness for the Bee Gees actually writing this, okay? All the Gibbs doing amazing things, and Desiree Lee showing so many people how to properly give CPR and save a life. That is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, RBAFLA.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
You're listening to K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It's Friday, y'all.
Yeah, well, Oh, yeah.
And shout out to those kids right now on their way into school that this is the last day. Like, right? Like, why did they even make you go in today?
I loved going in as a kid, like the last couple days of school, because you just got to hang out with your friends.
It was sad, right? Some of those days when you're like, all right, man, I don't know if I'm going to see it. Yeah, because sometimes you split and you go to different schools.
That's true.
And hey, listen, you know what? Hug on that person extra tight, because there are legit kids in high school that I never saw again. So
Yep. There
you go. Not to bring everybody down, but here we are. We've got Memorial Day weekend ahead. Slater, you decided to challenge us again. The last time that we did a challenge was for Mother's Day, where we have some of our biggest country stars, all right? These are big names. You know their songs, but do you know when they speak? Slater, you brought up Eric Church, very recognizable voice. Garth Brooks, very recognizable voice.
Yeah, I even think Carrie Underwood, Dolly Parton, you know, Kelly Clarkson.
Sure.
People that have been around for 20 plus years, and we should know what they sound like. Because all the time it says, hey, you have Jordan Davis on K92.3. But if you took Jordan Davis out of that, would you be able to know his voice without him actually saying his name? So I want to do this a little bit different. So I've got five and one to show you how it is. So if you can press play on that right there, this is just the test run to give you an example of how it is.
Okay.
Hey, this is wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Think
All right,
that is?
That's easy. That is the one and only Luke Combs.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing. Here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
All right.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
So here's how we'll do this today, okay? The first person that wants to make the guess, they yell out their name first. You get to make the first choice. So it is a little bit of a race against each other, okay?
Oh, it's on, so, Obi. I love a good competition.
The best of five undercover country. Who is this country star Memorial Day edition?
Let's go. First one.
Hi, this is...
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, what do you think, Chloe? It's Old Dominion.
I forgot the rules.
How did you forget the rules? He just said it one second ago.
But I was waiting for the whole thing to be done.
Hi, this is Old Dominion.
Wishing you a happy Memorial Day weekend.
Son of a gun. Okay, I'm going to be better at that. Okay. Here we go.
Chloe.
Hi, everyone. This is... And please take time to remember all those who sacrificed their lives during this Memorial Day weekend.
That's Keith Urban.
Hi, everyone. This is Keith Urban.
Please
take time to remember all those who sacrificed their lives during this Memorial Day weekend.
I'm sorry, Obi.
Chloe, you might sweep it. Chloe 2, Obi nothing.
Hi, this is wishing you a happy and safe Memorial Day.
Kane Brown.
All right, let's see.
Hi, this is Kane Brown.
Obi. What
wishing
the
you
hell?
A happy
Step
and safe
off,
Memorial
man.
Day.
Okay,
come on,
okay,
Obi.
Here we go.
Hi,
Obi.
Hoping you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Who do you think?
One of the guys from Florida Georgia Line.
Hi, it's John Party. Hoping you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Didn't even let Chloe guess, so I'm going to give that one to Chloe as well.
All right, Chloe, you ready for this other one? Okay, this new one.
This is and we hope you have an amazing Memorial Day, y'all.
Think, Chloe?
That's FGL Brian Kelly.
This is Florida Georgia Line. And we hope you have an amazing Memorial Day, y'all.
That's sad. I'm sorry, buddy. That was a tough one. I thought
you would do better than when we did this Mother's Day.
Stop it, Chloe. Okay, stop it.
You and I only got one right last time. You didn't get one right this time.
Like, the way I look at my kid is like, so you didn't realize that. Yeah, thanks.
Sorry, hey, I sweeped you.
You know what? You got second place. That's pretty good, buddy.
All right. Well, lots of love to everyone who's celebrating Memorial Day weekend. Let's remember what it's all for the fallen, those who actually paid the price. And just thank you so much as we get ready for Chloe in the All Access next.
Yes, and y'all, times are tough. Thomas Rhett's picked up a second job because of his four girls. What that job is, hearing from Thomas in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll get to Thomas Rhett's second job, but first, y'all, he teased it yesterday. It is so good. Post Malone has a new song coming out with Blake Shelton. He shared a video of him jamming out in the studio. Somebody pour me a drink.
So what is this? This is all part of Post Malone's new album that he's going to have like all these guest appearances?
Yes. So he is dropping a country album. I know he's been teasing a collaboration with Luke Combs. He's got that song out now with Morgan Wallen. Mm. So this album is coming.
I will say, I will say that the more that you get guys like this, you know, all those different names, like it does kind of introduce you into the country realm much easier. It makes us all go, oh, I'll take a spoonful of that Post Malone.
And the songs are hot. Like they're good. They're like, let me turn these up louder. You know, they're the summer hit songs. And our girl, Lainey Wilson, she was invited earlier this week to be the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. It's one of the highest honors that you can receive in country and has been for almost 100 years. So that tells you the artists that have stepped into the Opry circle. And so many of our artists are members, but I didn't realize how many of them are not our superstars. So George Strait is not a member. Chris Stapleton, Eric Church, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, and Morgan Wallen. And I found out that George was actually invited, but ended up turning down the invitation.
Because you have to actually play, what is it, every month or every 6 weeks? It's a certain amount of
time.
They
have to play so many shows a year.
A requirement.
I think it's 10. So you got to do 10 shows a year, as I just looked up. So
It's like being a part of a club. You got to make certain meetings, and but you know what? I will say this: that doesn't mean that you've not made it. Look at the names: Faith Hill, George Strait,
Tim McGraw.
I mean, yeah, you can have a very successful career without being a member of that.
Absolutely, and all of these artists, you know, visit the Opry all the time. So, I just thought that was a fun fact for the day. And our buddy Thomas Surrett has 4 girls. They're 8 and under, so you know he is very, very busy. But the girls are in so many different sports right now, and Thomas sharing that they actually drive around a Jeep Wagoneer. They need that big of a car to just fit all of the equipment.
They're playing golf, they're riding horses, they're doing dance, they're taking hip-hop, they're doing softball, basketball, soccer. Like, we literally we're chauffeurs. My dream would be to watch Willa Gray go play golf in college. That would be the coolest thing in the world. But I got her a golf set for her 8th birthday and took her to the range, and it was awesome.
Aww. You know, I feel for Thomas Rhett right now because our 4 kids are all involved in something else too. And I remember just really moaning and complaining. I was about to say a word, but I got to remember we got kids.
Yeah.
Listen right now.
But
anyways,
works.
Just I remember complaining about it. And one of my mentors said, Obi, they're only going to be this age until a certain time. Mm-hmm. Once they're about 17 years old, they're going to want nothing to do with you until you get it back again when they're like 28. Mm. And I was like, oh, man. So sit in the pocket. I know that you're stressed out right now, but it's a fraction of time compared to when they go off and they start their own families, and then you don't see them that often.
Sure. And I didn't realize the Jeep Wagoneer was so big. He said it fits a horse inside?
He's got the long Jeep Wagoneer.
There's a horse that can actually also be with the children.
I don't think so.
That's what
they're
he said.
Horseback
they
riding.
Okay.
The girls
the horse
are.
Is already there, so he's driving them
right,
to the horse.
Right, he's driving them to the horses.
That's safer.
You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. 7:10, we have $1,000 minute. 10 trivia questions. We put 60 seconds on the clock. If you think you have what it takes, you're good at trivia, you can sign up right now. We'll give you a call on the K923 app next.
K923. Time to hit the panic button. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Kevin, if you don't mind, give us your story here on the panic button. This one's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm having a weird situation. My wife is 15 years. We got 2 kids, 10, 12, and, you know, they're about to become teenagers. But we're having a bit of a tragic situation. My wife is terminally ill, and she really wants me to go ahead and try to start dating. Now,
did you say that your wife is terminally ill?
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin. So sorry, man.
I'm heartbroken for you guys.
She wants you to start dating?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how did that conversation go?
Well, she wants me to try to, you know, start a relationship before she passed away so that she can give her blessing and, like, kind of approve it and everything. And I'm overwhelmed. I don't really know how to handle that. Or explain it to the kids or anything, you know.
And do the kids know what's going on with mom?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Okay, so wait a minute. So she essentially wants to be able to put the stamp of approval on this person that not only will be your partner, but also raise the kids.
Yeah, essentially.
Wow.
I mean, the kids definitely don't want that, right? And we get kind of where you're coming from, where not only is it awkward because then you are starting to love one woman while still loving another. you know, and not knowing how much time you have left. But also, what do you trust? What the kids want and what you feel, or the last request of what your wife wants?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think, too, even if you do, right, step into the dating scene, that'll be difficult on whoever's that next woman is. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Kevin, let's go ahead and try to see if we can get you some responses. This is definitely the most unique case I think we've had.
Thanks.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
On with Rachel over in Ocoee. Rachel, you just heard our guy Kevin and what he's going through.
This is this woman's dying wish. He needs to bend over backwards to show that he loves her and respects her, and he will fulfill this dying wish of hers.
Whoa, okay. Mm.
What a wish. Yeah. I hope she doesn't want to be there for the first kiss.
Slater.
I don't know, that's awkward. That is awkward.
My.
All right, we'll talk to you here in 6 minutes.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
So Rachel here is the first to respond to Kevin. Kevin, whose wife is terminally ill, she has a special wish, which is to meet the woman who could potentially raise her kids and be her husband's next wife.
Yeah, I think he should definitely fulfill his wife's last wishes. I mean, look, the mom knows what is best for the kids. And that's what she's doing.
Wow.
She's trying to do what is best for her children that she's not going to be there to protect and love and take care of. That's her priority at this moment in time. And making sure her husband is happy later.
But what if he isn't?
Her job is to protect her children.
What if he just feels rushed and feels the pressure, you know?
I mean, I think he's just going to have to deal with that. His wife is dying. This is her dying wish.
What kind of a woman is going to even want to be in that situation, right? To, like, start dating somebody.
A very loving and kind woman, and that is exactly what she's looking for.
Whoa.
Someone who is understanding, loving, and kind will be able to step into that role and into that kind of relationship, and that is exactly what she's looking for.
And probably not somebody prettier than her. Right? you'd want a downgrade.
Well, and I mean, geez, we haven't even talked about, you know, the kids having a say in all of this. You know what? I really appreciate your take on this. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
That's Morgan Wallen, Ernest, K92.3. One of the deepest panic buttons I think we've ever had, where we have a wife who is passing away. So she is terminally ill. She would love to see her husband, to see him, A, hook up with somebody so this way he's not left alone, and have somebody to help raise the kids.
Right.
Before she passes. I think that's so... I mean, I guess if I'm thinking from her angle, then you're trying to make sure that you've got all your nuggets in a row before you end up passing.
Kiddos are taken care of.
I don't even think it's that. Okay. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody that's gone through chemotherapy and everything else, and they got chemo brain, and the things aren't linking up? I think it's one of those situations. I don't think she actually means any of this stuff. But now she's trying to find, you know, some peace.
Yeah.
Knowing that her kids are going to be okay afterwards. Saying this to him, I don't even think she means it.
Yeah, Keith over in Geneva.
Wow, that first off, my deepest condolences to the guy and his family.
Totally.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah.
But he's been married to her, and it's not like they're divorced, okay? He's going to have some time to get used to her being gone. You just can't turn your feelings off for somebody. Open up a job application, basically, so she can, you know, approve of who he's going to be with after she's gone.
So maybe he
He's got to have some time to mourn and heal from this.
Absolutely. And those kiddos, too.
You can't force something like that.
So maybe you just make a dating profile or whatever. It doesn't matter on what app, or and just have her swipe left and right and actually write his best attributes. So that way, whatever she loves about him, then when she does pass, he's already ready. And like the women that want him will know exactly what she saw in him.
Till death do us part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Well, thank you so much for chiming in, brother. Always.
Have a great weekend.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. There are some times on the show that, you know, y'all affect our lives, and this panic button is definitely one of them, where we have a husband here, father of kids, mm-hmm. and the wife is terminally ill. And with her passing, she wants to make sure that he's in good hands, that the kids are in good hands.
And she wants him to put himself out there and start dating and potentially meet this woman before she passes, meet the woman that's going to help with the kiddos. I think for me, it is a lot to put on those kids, to have mom yeah. passing away, you know, trying to mourn and go through the grief of that. That's one. And then two, now to bring another woman into their lives that quickly?
Does it seem selfish? You don't want to call somebody terminally sick selfish, but like a little bit, right? Because she thinks that giving a seal of approval that this person's going to be great. People change all the time.
I mean, like, yeah.
Right? Like a new woman coming in isn't probably going to show who she really is to this terminally ill mom.
Yo, and we have to think about, too, this woman that could come in this, you know, in Kevin's life. She's not aware of the situation. You know, she doesn't even know what's going on. So that's another factor to it all.
Man, all right. So your advice that matters the most. K92.3.
This is definitely a unique situation to be calling in on today, for sure.
Yeah, so what would be your advice in this case?
Man, I mean, it's going to be tough because, yeah, he probably wants to do the right thing by his wife. But at the same time, the kids are definitely going to be impacted by the loss of their mom when that time comes. And then right. having someone else stepping into the place, because no matter which way you look at it, I mean, it's still their mother. I mean, no one can ever replace your birth mom, your biological mother.
Did he ever tell us how old the kids were?
I want to say that he said they were getting ready to become teenagers.
Yeah. Well, you know,
but they're old enough to know what's going on.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even know how to respond to this except like, do you have a sister maybe? Because the sister would be the closest thing to mom. Right? Like mom, if mom had a sister, so I guess you'd be dating the aunt.
Yeah, like the aunt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's even single.
Is that what he should do? He should get with the aunt?
Date the aunt?
Well, because she would be the closest to mom. She's already, I don't know.
You know what? I'm all for it. I think that's actually great. That's great advice, right? Keep it in the family. The DNA's not that different.
Hey, man, I appreciate you chiming in, bro.
Absolutely. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, guys.
You too.
K92.3, all right, who's this? Where are you from?
Yeah, this is Zach from Orlando, man. I'm chiming in on the panic button.
Yeah, what's your advice in this case?
Are these women crazy? That is absolutely ridiculous. The damage that could be done to the child, let alone this man's wife, is one true love, and you want them to start dating somebody else on their deathbed?
Well, and I think, too, for the kiddos, I mean, they're at that middle school age where, like, obviously very well aware of what's happening, and they're already trying to process and grieve mom. Now we're going to throw another woman.
Hold on.
It's hard.
Let me throw this variable in there. What if the husband's a dumbass and the wife who's passing is like, he cannot raise the kids. Like, I need somebody else to.
There's family. He's got friends. You know people what? That will support him this and those
be,
children.
This might be the very last gotcha moment. You know when you girls do that where you're like, oh, you can go if you want to. I don't care. And then they go and then we get in trouble. So this could be one of those last tests that she's trying to do.
Yeah, I say don't date. I say don't date anybody and respect her until she passes into the gates of heaven.
Yeah. I mean, he did call the radio station for advice, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Dude, I appreciate you so much, man. Call back more, bro. Yep.
Thank you.
So interesting. And the lines are still going nuts, which means that a lot of y'all have some really great things to say. So we'll get to those as we get ready for Chloe's All Access.
Yes, y'all, times are tough. And Thomas Rhett's picked up a second job because of his four girls. What that job is, we're hearing from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Out of Belle Isle. Chris, okay, so tell us about your night. You guys went out to House of Blues. What else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a pretty good date. You know, we met up on Hinge and we matched. Now I can't get a call back at all from her, and I'm really unsure what's going on.
What did you go to House of Blues for? Because I know you can also, did you grab a bite to eat there?
We got a show.
Oh, a concert.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Do you guys have same musical tastes, or are you somebody who likes like Slipknot or something like that?
Like the metal band?
No, we went to a little bit more casual band than that.
All right, okay. And then to Chloe's point, did you offer to pay for dinner, or you guys just saw the show?
We just saw the show.
All right, so good, man. Well, listen, all we're going to do is try to call Beth and see if we can get the both of you talking.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Hello?
Yes, we'd love to speak to Beth, please.
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth. It's Obi, Chloe.
Good morning.
Slater. Hey. So there's three of us on the line. I know that's unusual. We do a morning radio show for K92.3.
Yeah.
Have you heard of K92.3? It's a country station.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Do you know of the second date update?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, sure. Beth, you went out on a date with a guy named Chris, and we're trying to get you both back on another date. We really like y'all's story, and so we have this $75 gift card to give you.
I'm not really sure I want to talk about this. I mean, well,
the thing that's peculiar with it is I don't know if I've ever heard anybody not have a good time at a show. If you like the music in House of Blues, there had to have been something that was said, or maybe even, I know I've been at a concert before, the music's so loud, I think I hear something, and it wasn't actually what I heard. So maybe that was the communication.
Beth, okay, he didn't have too much to drink, right?
No, it wasn't anything like that. And the music was fine. The concert was good. I enjoyed it. It was more, there was lying involved, and I just have zero tolerance for lying.
Did he say something to somebody?
No. So we met through Hinge, and you know, you got to fill out your profile stuff, height, yada yada. Well, he put his height at 5'10".
Okay.
Which, I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'8", and I was like, oh yeah, that's great. I like to wear heels, and I just thought, you know, 5'10" is not super tall, but that works. Well, when we met up, I mean, this dude's not more than 5'6". And that just doesn't work for me. I don't know. I don't know what he thought, like, saying that.
So he lied to you.
Trying to meet up with me. So he lied. He lied on his freaking profile. I never would have agreed to meet if I had known he was only 5'6". I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to hate on guys who are short. But that's just a personal preference for me. I need somebody who's tall, who I can wear heels with, not tower over.
Well, so. I mean, tell me that there isn't a chance, because I know for me, I mean, how often do people get measured? That you actually pay
attention to that?
Well,
you're so tall, I have to look up to talk to you.
They measure whenever I go to the doctor, maybe.
He could have thought, maybe the last time he went, maybe the doctor was wrong, and the doctor told him.
He was in ninth grade? Like, I mean, I don't know. That's ridiculous. There's no excuse for that. You freaking, as a man, you know how tall you are. And especially as somebody who's shorter, you know you're shorter.
I'm 5'5", and I don't ever vary. I know my height.
But if you're sitting down next to him, you're probably the same height. And that's usually what you're doing. If you're on a date, you're sitting down.
We weren't sitting down. No, we went to see this concert.
Well, I guess dinner.
Another thing.
Yeah.
We went to see this concert at House of Blues. Cool. But we had to move around so he could freaking see the show. We ended up standing on the steps so he could see over the people. Like, I feel like such a jerk saying that.
I mean,
it's just a personal preference. And this
it
is how you fill out profiles, right? And you be honest.
Right. And if that's your taste, that's your taste. So why don't we do this? Because we do have Chris on the line. He had a chance to hear all this, Beth. So now all of us can talk about it. Chris?
Ugh. Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah. I think I just had default height on my profile. I didn't even notice that I had gotten that wrong.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you, babe, but that is not working for me. So I'm sorry if that, you know, hurts your feelings, but you started out our encounter with a lie, and I just can't that's just not for me.
Chris, how tall do you tell people you are?
I'm 5'6".
Yeah, but on the profile.
I didn't even notice that there was anything for that.
Mm. Oh, so you probably...
5'10".
He probably didn't even fill that part in. I wonder if that was like the default.
Well, maybe,
no, you have to fill it in.
Did he think maybe it was his favorite number? And he's like 510.
Okay, so second date, yay or nay? I mean, we've got this $75 gift card, guys.
Yeah, it's enough for me.
Oh.
That's enough for me.
Wow.
Okay, well, there you go.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
You gotta love some of those classics when we sprinkle them in like that. Martina McBride here on K92.3, where it's Obi, Chloe, Slater, and Millie!
Yay, Millie!
It's Millie Day!
So we've been talking about this dog. We've been talking about this dog, and now this dog is in the studio.
Oh my gosh, she's beautiful. Can you believe it? Thank you, guys. She's honestly... Oh, we're... Nope. She's whacking the microphone.
That's
she's
right.
She's getting so much heavier. I mean, every day I pick her up, I'm like, pretty soon, Millie, I'm not going to be able to carry you, girlfriend. She's getting so big. So yeah, so this is my chocolate lab. If you missed it, my mom and dad so graciously went and picked her up last week. So she's officially been home in Florida now for a week. We are in the midst of potty training because potty training has Millie relax. She's squirming like crazy. Potty training has been, I would probably say, the toughest for us. But she's really great in her crate. She has no problems. She doesn't cry. She really is like a good girl. She's super smart. She was listening in studio. She was sitting. She's staying. But I mean, literally at this point, it's every 30 minutes I'm taking her downstairs trying to teach her not to go potty in the house.
Now, Chloe, I know we're not going to put them on the spot, but your brother and your dad are also in studio right now.
Yes, they are.
And now... what I've heard is, you know how they say the dogs usually look like the owners? Maybe, right? Potty training. Dad, you could just say yes or no. Was Chloe the tougher one to potty train back in the day?
Dad, was it me or Millie? Who is harder?
I don't know. It's a toss-up.
It's a toss-up.
Aw, she really is. She's such a good girl, and she has no idea how much I needed her and how much just love and support she's bringing me already, and I'm just so happy she's mine, y'all.
Well,
she's
so,
the
yeah,
sweetest.
So for those who are just joining us and you haven't tracked along with the storyline, you know, Millie came at a beautiful moment. You know, you had a little bit of a love breakup, and so now Millie, and so we had, Slater and I both kind of gave you the warning that once you get a puppy, like, it's not just, okay, so I got a puppy. You essentially have another life to take into consideration. Like, last night, we had Wakaiva Springs and Strings. So that's a good 5 hours, 6 hours that you're away from a brand new puppy who needs to go out, you just said, every 25 minutes.
Yes, every 25 to 30 minutes, she is downstairs. And so, I mean, I don't have children of my own, but I'm like, she is like having a baby. I mean, a full-on baby in the house. But yeah, she's doing so good. She's learning. She had her first, she went to school yesterday for the first time. We started puppy school, and she's learning some basic commands, and she's fast, y'all. I mean, this girl can run. She was, you know, she comes from a lineage of hunting dogs. And so,
Is she going to be a duck dog?
I see my dad giving me the eyes. Yes. Yes, she's going to be a duck dog. So she's going to start training with my brother soon. And she's a good girl. I know she's a little squirmish right now in studio, but she really is. And I'm so lucky to have her. So I'm so glad you guys got to meet her.
Well, and that's also, this is your very first dog ever. Not
ever.
Even like you in your family.
Yeah, Dad, what's
general?
Up with that? You guys just didn't like dogs? You didn't like Lassie?
The kids were a handful. The kids
were a handful.
Oh, Dad.
Well, you know, that's true.
You know, those pee pads absorb a lot.
You know what's funny is that it's really fun to see Dad with Millie. And my brother and I were talking about this last night. Like, don't let him fool you. He's very like, oh, Millie. Like, he's got this like different voice
it's
he changes into.
That's,
yeah,
that's what
he
should
loves
be.
And adores her. And it's really, really sweet and special. And so I'm just blessed that she's mine, y'all.
Well, and now whenever we have meetings, whenever we have work parties or whatever, just know that Chloe is there for just a little bit of time, and then she's got to go home to this new baby.
I know. Yeah. I got to bring her out, too, to some events so you guys can meet her, too.
Okay, so last night, speaking of events, we had Wakaiva's Springs and Strings, where K92.3 takes over that entire island, and we had the river as the background, we had boats in the background, and Dasha.
That's right.
Now, we did put her up to the challenge of not only having some time with us, you know, and we did it all on a boat, but also challenging her to the $1,000 minute.
Yeah. Hey, how do you think she did? Well, You're not going to have to wait much longer. $1,000 Minute with Dasha joining the show next.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obie, Chloe, Slater. Good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday was so much fun. If I could paint the picture, we were hanging out with UK Nation on the river, Wakaiva Island. The weather was gorgeous. And we kicked off summer together with our girl Dasha. And it was so much fun. So many of you brought your kiddos last night.
Yeah, listen, hey, whenever we talk about springs and strings, just sign up and just say yes. Just buy the ticket. Mm-hmm. It's not even expensive. But the fact that we're there sitting at God's, staring at God's beauty, Dasha is about to perform. I want to give some love to Bill and Mary. They're the ones who run Wakaiva yes. Island. You can go anytime. As a matter of fact, this whole summer, you can go and visit the springs and canoe and stuff like that. But the biggest thing is sitting there with y'all. This is our moment to really be intimate on that island, because I think there's only like a capacity of 400 and something people. So it's all of us together and this wild ass artist taking the stage with her violinist. And it was just really cool.
Yeah. And even more than the fact that, yes, she's performing for people, she does that every show. She's performing for alligators. And we actually got a chance to jump in a boat and actually go right along the spring and actually explore the river and do all that stuff with Dasha. And she really was. She was completely like the warmest person to get to know a little bit more about.
All right, let's find out about her.
We're on a boat.
Hey, so, wow, you've come a long way.
Thank you.
How do you like this journey?
It's been really wild. It's been the most amazing few months of my entire life. I mean, like, my dreams are coming true for my eyes, and it's crazy how fast it's been happening. That's what's blowing my mind most of all.
So I know you're proud of you. Who is the most proud of you? Is it a parent? Is it
my family, my dad and my mom? My dad specifically was like my first manager, kind of. So when I was 10, I would be playing winery shows at my hometown, coffee shops, like 10 people would show up, but like I just loved sharing the songs I wrote, and so he was like my first manager. And my brother also produces a lot of my tracks, and so he's just so happy. Yeah, I think people can tell like how genuinely passionate I am mm-hmm. about songwriting and my music, and especially in the country world. I mean, it's all about the song, you know?
Yeah. So absolutely. Does the family get to join you out on the road a lot?
Sometimes. They're coming out for CMA Fest.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
Yeah, they'll be out there for my Grand Ole Opry debut on the 15th.
What?
Yeah, thank you. It's amazing. I'm so excited. It's going to be a big week, so.
It's really great to see your popularity rise. It's great to play your songs on the radio. But how can you stand against the little competition we have? We have a little challenge.
Oh.
It's called the $1,000 Minute.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this
okay.
is good.
Oh, we're doing
I
it.
I love
oh,
a game.
We are doing it.
I'm a game
it.
Girl.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm ready. I've got the questions.
She's ready.
Here.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? Are we putting 60 seconds on the clock?
Okay.
Dasha on a boat. This is crazy. Here we go. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of Snoopy's yellow bird friend?
Tweety bird.
On a traffic light, what does yellow mean?
Yield, slow down, girl.
Half a dozen is how many?
Six.
In the saying, what color hair person has more fun?
Blonde.
Camels store what in their humps?
Water for desertness.
How many holes are in a bowling ball? You got it,
four.
Girl. Name a city in Texas besides Austin.
Dallas.
In the tongue twister, who sells seashells by the seashore?
Shelly.
If you have 8 nickels and 2 dimes, how much money do you have?
60 cents.
If a fiction book, is a fiction book real or fake?
Fake.
That's it. Did I get it? Did I get all of them?
So you, okay. Yes, you okay. answered all of them. Okay, so which is good.
Was it Tweety Bird? I don't know that thing.
That was it.
Is in Peanuts, so that's Charlie Brown.
Uh-huh. Woodstock.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten
girlfriend,
that.
Girlfriend, you did good though. High five, my girl. Okay,
so the other one that we're looking, bowling ball, 3 holes.
Three?
Three. There's not
I was
four.
Trying to imagine because I go bowling all the time. Three. I'm like, do I do this?
Three.
I'm like,
three. Three.
Oh, dang.
I'll take Shelly. She sells.
It's not Shelly Shells. Whoa. Shelly Sells.
We'll take she. We take she.
Sea Sells. Because women can do everything.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.